Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program, Alhamdulillah, the first Rosa. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. And may Allah make it a means of our najat and salvation in the Akhirah. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna du'a'ana wa qiyamana wa siyamana wa ruku'ana ya arhamar rahimin. Alright, it's now time for the question, listeners. Coming up also before we, we'll come back to that inshallah, Aziz, in a bit or two. But like you heard, mashallah, a lot of money been given away during the month of Ramadan on Radio Islam International. Yes, dear listeners, buckle up for the best of three quiz, where inshallah in the end there can be just one contestant with sufficient tenacity to prevail. And like Mufti Musadi put it, a gobsmacking 60,000 rands is up for grabs when each evening three earmarked participants bend the neurons around conundrums, both from Quran Kareem, the stories of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, general questions, knowledge, and also politics. And Mali Sahib Sahib, you know, the brain of the day, inshallah, will receive 1,000 rand, and proceed onwards to a weekly final. Where more interesting challenges await in the contest, inshallah, Aziz, will be daily in the month of Ramadan at 6 o'clock. And the weekly final, Saturday after Taraweeh Salah. So if you want to register, inshallah, if you want to participate, like say for instance tomorrow night's program, you're going to send a message to this number. It's 072-071-3684, or you can send an email to ym@radioislam.co.za to register to participate. So I'm going to repeat the message, inshallah. Send your particulars to this number. It is 072-071-3684. And the email, inshallah, is ym@radioislam.co.za. So we're waiting for the callers to call us, inshallah, Aziz, for tonight's first quiz. The number to call for tonight's quiz, if you want to participate, it is 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. Brother Salim is on the other side, he's taking down your details. We'd like to welcome my co-host, Maulana Sahib Hassan, and just getting a last grab and bite of his very, very big samosa. Are you finished and done? Maulana Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Whilst I was chewing that samosa, I almost choked with your gobsmacking high English that you are using the word Kemranakar.
Good on Mali Sahib Sahib, Jazakallah for that. What does conundrums mean, Mali Sahib? First question, first quiz goes to you. Conundrums, neurons around conundrums.
I was waiting for you to give us the tashri and explanation of that word. I'm looking forward. That's why I liked your company. I told you yesterday that I like to be in your company to learn English from an English professor.
Getting clever, intelligent by the day, Mali Sahib Sahib. It's to do with the northern hemisphere coinciding with the southern hemisphere. Do you understand? Neurons.
It's got nothing to do with brains.
No. All right, we'll find out later, inshallah. Dear listeners, call us. We're waiting for the callers to call us, inshallah. 011-854-1548. Maurice Waibsab, would you like to give us the rules? I'm going to mention about six. You'll mention the balance. But regarding the format for tonight's quiz, dear listeners, and also for the other remaining days, three participants will be selected to participate every day, inshallah. Salim is waiting on the other side to take down details. And all three will be kept online simultaneously, okay? The first questions will be posed to all three questions, then the second and so and so. And also the participant will be given the option of choosing from which categories they would like to answer. And like we said earlier, the questions are going to be posed from the different categories. One is Quran Kareem, also stories of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, third the Islamic history, fourth general knowledge, and also politics. And you cannot choose more than two questions from each category. You cannot choose more than two questions from each category. And a total of seven questions will be posed to each participant. Regarding the time and location, Mali Sahib Sahib, would you like to explain to us the time and location and also the bucks and the money that inshallah the winner will receive, Mali Sahib?
Time allocations will be 7 seconds for each participant. That is, once you say the questions, once the question will be completed, thereafter, inshallah, the clock will be in the background and the participant will have merely 7 seconds to answer the question. And then there will be three participants, Maulana Kara, and from the three, whoever has the highest points, they will win 1,000 rand cash. 1,000 rand cash. And then also, if there's a tie, then we will have sudden death questions.
Jazakumullah. And if you don't answer, we might just give you Zimbabwean dollars, 1,000 Zimbabwean dollars. Like Mali Sahib Sahib saying, a total of 7 questions will be posed to each participant. Time and location, 7 seconds. The winner, inshallah, will receive 1,000 rand. Mali Sahib Sahib, also our weekly finals will take place on Saturday evenings after the Taraweeh Salam. And also, inshallah, towards the end of the month of Ramadan, last night before Eid, we're going to be having a grand finale. So yes, that's basically the rules of the competition. And also, dear listeners, remember that when you phone in now, you've got to give your names, your ID numbers, your physical address, your landline telephone numbers, your cell phone numbers. And yes, we're not going to be divulging this information on air. And also regarding this, the outcome of the competition is subject to the decision of the moderator and the program's manager. Their decision is final. And remember, no correspondence will be entertained after that. Prices are not transferable. And also, dear listeners, we find that, the entrance should be over the age of 16. Very important is the entrance should be over the ages of 16. And also a reminder is that winners of major competition of major prizes on Radio Islam from 2007 and the household members and immediate family members may not participate in any competition on Radio Islam during the month of Ramadan. The definition of major is as per the discretion of Radio Islam management. All right, dear listeners, and also the answers to the fiqh questions should be as per the Hanafi madhab. Jazakum Allah for that. We do have the three participants, which take a very short break. Inshallah, when we come back, we're going to be talking to the first three contestants for tonight's first quiz. Back to Brother Salim. Stay tuned.
لكنك اليوم حزينا تشتكي محل بالإسلام في بلداني فالقدس تشكو والمادن تنتحب قليل أيتام العراق يتاني أقبل فالقلوب مريضة والنور أنساها بذنبك ياني قل لي متى يأتي الصباح بنوره ومتى متى رمضان أقبل فالقلوب مريضة والنور أمسى خافتا.
Yes, three participants on the line. Our first line, first caller, first contestant is anonymous sister. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, mashallah. Anonymous sister, mashallah, may I just ask you, Ben, where are you calling from?
KZN.
Alright, money shapes up. Sweet and short, KZN. Line number two, Sister Aisha. Sister Aisha, we welcome you as well on board. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ben.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh, Ben. Where are you calling from, sister?
Pretoria.
Pretoria, okay. Sister from Pretoria, Aisha, number two, from Pretoria. And we have thirdly, anonymous brother. My brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brother, are you eating? What are you doing? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I am here, brother.
Are you there, my brother?
Si.
Okay, where are you calling from, brother?
From Indonesia.
All for you from Indonesia, mashallah. Welcome on board, okay?
Exactly.
All right, mashallah. Any questions, contestants? Like we said earlier, inshallah, Mani Swaibs, I would like to just tell them the few basic rules regarding the format of the quiz again.
Gee, Molana, there's three participants, so each one we're going to ask them which category they're going to choose from. There's five different categories, and they are allowed to ask from one category twice only. And then these from different categories, they can choose whichever category they want. And there will be a total of seven questions, Molana Kara.
All right, Jazakallah. The categories, sisters and brothers, one is Quran Kareem, the other one is stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Thirdly, Islamic history. Then we have general knowledge. And then we have politics, okay? Any questions, brothers and sisters?
No.
No.
Alright, my brother. Jazakallah. Sister, anonymous sister, KZN, you are the first contestant. We're going to go first with you, okay, Ben?
Okay.
Alright. What do you choose from, sister? Which category do you choose from the first question?
Quran.
You choose from Quran Kareem. Alright. Are you ready for the question?
Inshallah.
Okay, Brother Salim, are you ready, my brother? Okay, Brother Salim is feeling very, very cold on the other side. Gee. All right, sister, you've got 7 seconds to answer the questions, okay? Not more. Here goes the question. Which is the lengthiest surah in the Quran?
Surah Baqarah.
Surah Baqarah, mashallah, that is indeed the correct answer, sister. Mashallah, well done to you, okay? Jazakallah. First point goes to you, Ben. Participant number two from Pretoria. Sorry? Hello?
Hello?
Gee, are you there, sister?
Yes.
All right. Okay, here goes your question, Mali Sraif. All right, which category, sister? Which category do you choose from?
Stories of the Prophet.
Stories of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasallam. Okay. All right, mashallah. Mali Sraif, go ahead, my brother, ask a question. Just to the sisters and brothers, there is no category from recipes and baking, okay? No cooking. It's all Quran, stories of the Ambiya alayhi wa sallam, Islamic history, general knowledge, and politics, Mali Sraif. No baking, no cooking. Gee.
Gee, Sister Aisha, there's three multiple choice questions. You need to say either A, B, or C. So the question is, which Nabi is known as Abul Anbiya, father of the Anbiya? A, Nuh alayhi salam, B, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and C, Ishaq alayhi salam.
Ibrahim alayhi salam.
All right. MashaAllah, that is indeed the correct answer. Salim, you can stop that that stuff you have there, my brother. Okay, 1 point goes to you, Ben. Well done, okay. That was quite fast. MashaAllah, well done to you. Brother from Lens, are you there?
Okay.
Okay, my brother, don't shout the answers. Mali Sraib, I could have a weak heart, very soft heart, I mustn't collapse. Okay, my brother, don't shout. Are you ready? Which category, my brother?
General knowledge, please.
General knowledge, please. Okay, my brother. Are you ready?
Gee.
Okay, you sound very confident. Let's see the outcome. Which is the only river that flows north and south of the equator?
The Nile River.
The Nile River, my brother. It's very, very far from the equator, my brother. Just buy a map and just check up where the Nile River goes from. It's very, very far from the equator. The correct answer, Mali Sraib Saab, is the Congo River, brother. Okay, my brother?
Gee.
Good try. Anyway, inshallah, we are learning. Let's come back to the first contestant, inshallah. We have sister from KZN, Ben. Assalamu alaikum. Are you there?
Gee, wa alaikum assalam.
You're going quite well, mashallah, sister. You have one answer correct. And remember that, you know, you have, Mali Sraib Saab, you can answer two questions from one category.
Gee, maximum of two.
Jazakallah for the Mali Sahib Saab. Lucky for you, my brother. Sister, which category?
Quran again.
Okay, mashallah, sister. Quran, it's all dear to us. Alright, are you ready, Ben?
Inshallah.
Okay. When a surah of the Quran Kareem. Alright, Mali Sahib.
Gee, which caller did we drop? Can we just find out if contestant one is still there?
For a second, I thought Salim dropped. Gee.
Okay.
Anonymous sister, KZN, are you there, sister? I think she dropped the line. The other two contestants, I'm sure they are there. Aisha, are you there, sister? And brother, are you there from Lanesia? I think we dropped all the three contestants there. But reminder, inshallah, again, dear listeners, tonight, coming up on Radio Islam International and also for the duration of the week, we have the quiz now at 6:30 p.m. We have the repeat of the drama. It's called 221B Baker Street. At 10 to 7, inshallah, we have the repeat of the documentary, The Global Village. 7 o'clock, we have the previous night's Saudi Taraweeh. And inshallah, we're going to be having the repeat of the random acts of kindness after the Taraweeh. At 5 past 9, we have the Tafsir of Mufti Mank from Bosmont. And inshallah, at 9:45, we have the repeat of the drama, 221B Baker Street. Yes, inshallah, then from 10 o'clock again, we have the live programs. 6:15, G, sister, KZN, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All right, we're making salam alayhi sahib, so give them half mark. G, are you ready, Ben? You said Quran, eh?
G.
Okay. When a surah of the Quran Kareem is described as Makki, does it mean then that A, it was revealed in Mecca, B, it was revealed before Nubuwah, or C, it was revealed before the Hijri?
It was revealed in Mecca. Hello?
All right, sister. All right, the answer is C, sister. It was revealed before the Hijrah.
okay.
All right. Sorry for that, sister.
No problem.
All right. Try harder next time, Jean. Sister number two, Aisha from Pretoria.
Yes.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
What is she, would you like to ask her the question?
She, before we ask you the question, which category would you like to choose? Quran, stories of the Anbiya, Islamic history, general knowledge, or politics?
Quran.
Okay, your first question in, from this category is, who is the only lady mentioned by the name in the Quran? Who is the only lady mentioned by the name in the Quran?
Maryam alayhi salam.
MashaAllah, sister, well done. 2 points goes to you. You are in the lead, sister, from Pretoria. All right, MashaAllah, sister, well done. All right, brother from Lanesia.
Jeez.
Okay, my brother, you better do something. The girls are beating you. Don't embarrass us, okay?
Jeez.
What's your category? What do you choose from, brother?
Politics, please.
You like politics, eh? And you like general knowledge. Okay, let's see, my brother. Here goes your question. Salim Saab, are you ready? Okay, here goes the question, my brother. It's quite simple. In 1989, F.W. de Klerk replaced who as president?
Botha.
Which Botha? There's many Bothas. Bug Botha, Frug Botha, Pit Botha, Yan Botha, Fraki Botha. Which Botha, brother?
P.W. Botha.
Okay, my brother, mashallah, P.W. Botha is the correct answer. Mashallah, you back in the competition. 1 point goes to you. Well done, my brother. Okay.
Jazakallah.
Okay, my pleasure. She is sister from KZN, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, sister has 1 point as well. All right, sister, what's your category?
Stories of the Sahaba.
Sorry?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Gee, story, I thought you said, it's not story, story, sister, you've got to be clear, Molly. So sometimes you've got to say, it's stories, apa? Okay. Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Are you ready, Ben?
Yeah.
Okay. How many languages was Nabi Idris alayhi salam fluent in? Oh, sorry, A, 7, B, 72, or C, 99?
A.
All right, and what was A, Ben?
7.
No, it's not 7. It is B, 72. The correct answer is 72, Ben.
Okay.
All right, apologies for that, sister. Imagine, subhanAllah, when you say, Nabi Idris, alayhi salatu wasalam, he was fluent in 72 languages.
SubhanAllah.
What about yourself, brother?
Nowhere close to that, brother.
What do you say? Gujarati? English?
Khoza,
you speak Khoza, mashallah, very good. I'm happy for you. Line number two, Aisha from Pretoria, Mali Sahib, go ahead.
Jesus, the which category? Quran, stories of the Anbiya, Islamic history, general knowledge, or politics? Sister Aisha from Pretoria?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Just put the iftar food away for a second or two, Ben. Just let's get down to the competition. Are you there, sister? What category?
Should we disqualify her, Molina?
No. Don't be so hard, Molina Sahib. Life is short. Be kind. It's a month of compassion. Sister, are you there? Aisha from Pretoria.
Let's see how much patience you got, Molina Kara.
Should we call 911 just to go check out what's happening there? Sister Aisha from Pretoria, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, sister. All right, stop the whisperings. Let's get down to the question, Ben. What category do you choose now?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, okay. Well, so if some, go ahead, brother.
Gee, the question is, who was the elder of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's two sons? Was it Habil or Qabil?
Fabio.
MashaAllah, sister. Well done, well done. You are in the lead. It is 3. She's got 3 answers correct, Mali Sahib. So, am I correct?
That's correct. She's leading.
MashaAllah, she's leading 3. My very good friend from Lanesia, are you there?
GM.
The politician, G. You study, my brother, you in varsity. Tell us about yourself very quickly.
Working in a corporate environment.
Oh, big boy you are, eh? MashaAllah, very big boy. Corporate world, Mali Saeed. He's in a corporate world. MashaAllah, are you ready, my brother?
Si.
All right, what category?
Quran.
Quran. Si, okay. Here goes your question. Simple, we're going to be good to you, okay? Since you're a very big boy, we're going to be good to you. Question, true or false? The Makki surahs are generally shorter than the Madani surahs.
Breaking up, Mulana.
True or false? The Makki surahs are generally shorter than the Madani surahs.
True.
Why you say true, my brother? Have you studied the Quran? Are you a mufassir by chance also? Why do you say true?
At the moment, I'm just taking a guess.
Taking a guess. All right. Okay, my brother, Jazakallah. The guest did work this time, and you got 2 points so far. Sister from Pretoria got 3 points. And our sister from KZN has 1 point. All right, sister KZN, are you there?
Yes.
All right, let's go, sister. With any shot of Tamil, so what's your category, Ben?
Politics.
Sorry?
Politics.
Politics. Okay, we're going to go through to Molly Swaib Saab. We're asking the politics question. Okay, Ben, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here goes the question. Who was in office as President of the United States when the decision was taken to declare war on Germany during World War One?
Time up.
Sorry, sister, are you there?
John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy, no, sister. I don't think he was born that time. The answer is Woodrow Wilson.
Okay.
Okay. Learn history properly next time, Ben. Sometimes when the teacher says concentrate on his wave, we take it for granted. Then 20 years later in life we regret, but it's too late, my brother. Okay. Aisha from Pretoria, Swaib.
Yes.
Which category?
Quran.
Quran. Okay, the second question for you from the Quran category. How many times in the Quran did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala address Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his name? A, 4 times, B, 3 times, or C, once?
C, once.
You asking us, are you telling us, Ben?
I'm telling you.
Oh, you're telling me, okay. What is Waves up?
It's wrong. The correct answer is 4 times.
All right. Money saves, he's sure it is 4 times. All right. So, sir, if it's not right what Money saves, I'll be saying, you can send the gangsters from Pretoria to sort him out. Gee. Brother from Pretoria, sorry, from Indonesia, are you there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hello?
Wa alaikum salam, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. Are you in the bathroom, any chance?
No.
Okay, sound like in the bathroom, my brother. Okay. Here goes your question. Which category?
Stories of the Ambiya.
All right. Stories of the Ambiya alayhi wasallatu wasalam. Okay, my brother. Here goes your question. According to one narration, Nabi Idris alayhi salam was the first person to use A. Sword. B. Pen. C. Pot.
It was a pen,
mashallah. It was a pen indeed. 1 point goes to you, mashallah. My politician brother from the corporate world, 1 point goes to him. He's got 1, 2, 3 points. Sister from Pretoria, she's got 3 points. And sister from KZN, she's got 1 point, Mali Swaib.
Am I correct?
All right.
You still have 3 more questions.
Another 3 questions. Let's go ahead, inshallah. Sister KZN, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, what category, sister?
What's left to choose from?
Oh, it's a very good question. What is left to choose from?
Stories of the Anbiya, Islamic history, general knowledge, and politics.
All right, so we're going to ask you basically the question that we have on his way. She doesn't have any choice because she's taken 2 questions from Quran Karim.
Gee.
Am I not correct?
You are 100% correct.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. So let's go ahead, sister. Let's take it from Islamic history. Okay. Hello, Ben?
Yes.
G, I'm here.
Okay, G, don't go away. Islamic history, okay, are you ready?
G.
Was Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, a student of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, or Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi?
Mm-hmm. Time up.
Time is up, sister. You said the answer just after the time was up. When you say it's up, you make the decision. It was just after that gong.
Gee, it was after the time up.
So, you'll get Beren. We'll give you Turen, sister. Okay. But no points to him when he saves up.
That's correct.
All right. 250, sister, to you. Anyway, Aisha from Pretoria.
Gee.
Gee, you have used up Quran category as well as stories of the Anbiya. The balance is Islamic history, general knowledge, or politics. Which one would you like us to ask you?
Islamic history.
Okay, Islamic history. The question is, who is the Sahabi whose janaza felt very light because the angels were carrying it? A. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, B. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, or C. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu?
C.
And C is for what, sister, may I ask you again?
Mu'adh ibn Jabal.
No. It is Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sister.
B was the correct answer.
Okay.
Okay, sorry for that, sister. My politician brother from the corporate world, are you there? Welcome. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Walaikum salam, GM.
All right, which category, my brother?
General knowledge, please.
General knowledge, please. Okay, you asked very nicely. Please. I like to say the way you say please. But no more points to you, my brother. You're going to be strict. General knowledge, are you ready? 7 seconds to answer. Are you ready, brother? Hello?
Gee, I'm ready.
Okay. In which city is the Sheikh Zayed Masjid?
On 1 point. I'm the only one.
Abu Dhabi, Dubai.
Never mind. Why must I cut the call so stupid?
UAE, Dubai.
Yeah, mashallah, there is a correct answer. A lot of whispering is taking place. Sisters on line number 1 and 2.
It's somebody else's line, ma'am.
Sorry?
Somebody else's line.
So, somebody else answered the question on your behalf, so...
No, if somebody else is whispering, or the other contestant is whispering.
You sure? Didn't she answer your question correctly, sir, my brother?
No, she didn't answer. I can just hear whispering.
She was saying
okay,
about putting the phone
brother.
Down.
All right, sister. Okay, my brother, mashallah. 1 point goes to you, okay?
Jazakallah.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4 points when he says, it's like my friend from the corporate tour is doing very, very well. It's 4 points to him, 3 to Aisha from Pretoria, and KZN sister has got how many?
Just one.
Oh, just one. Hmm. All right, sister, are you ready from KZN?
Okay.
What category, sister? You only have general knowledge left, okay? And, okay, let's take it. Are you ready for the next question?
Okay.
Okay. What is the name of the large clock on the tower of the House of Parliament in London?
I don't know.
Take a chance, take a guess.
The Big Ben.
Yes, mashallah, it is a correct answer. It is a correct answer, Big Ben. That is a correct answer, mashallah. Why did you say you don't know, sister?
Okay.
Sorry? Alright, anyway. Mashallah, sister has now got 1, 2 points. Aisha from Pretoria.
Yeah.
Alright. You must say, gee, not yeah, sister. What is your... Okay, let's go. Are you happy with the general question, sister?
Gee.
Choose a category. General knowledge or politics?
Gee.
General knowledge,
general,
okay.
General knowledge.
Let's see how intelligent you are, sister. Here goes your question. What is the capital of Oman?
The capital of Oman. Abu Dhabi?
No, sister. No. Why is everybody just saying Abu Dhabi? It's a Muscat. The answer is Muscat, sister.
Muscat, okay. Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, you knew that, but it was too late, Ben. You know...
I couldn't think.
Sorry?
No, you can't think so quick.
Oh, okay. Sorry for that. It's not our fault, Molly Swabe. All right. My brother, are you there? Brother, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, are you ready, my brother?
Yes.
How about, which category do you choose from?
Politics, please.
You love politics, right? Murid Sahib, can we go ahead with politics for him?
Yes, he's got one
yes,
more.
Yes, he's got one more there. Are you ready? In 1993, Constant Viljoen, former chief of the South African Defence Force, formed a political party. What is the party's name?
Maulana, just say the name again.
In 1993, Constant Viljoen, former chief of the South African Defence Force, formed a political party. What is the party's name? You've got 3 seconds.
Freedom Front Plus.
Yeah, okay, we're going to give it to you. All right, my brother. I thought you were going to say, was it guy from the Natal area? Rajabansi. Rajabansi's party. All right, we're going to give it to you, inshallah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Moni Swabe is doing very, very well. And sister from Pretoria, she's got 1, 2, 3 points. And our sister from KZN, she's got 1, 2 points.
Well, I think we have a winner already. We just have one more question left. And we have a winner.
So, do we ask the questions to all three participants again?
There's no need.
There is no need.
There's an unascending lead already.
Okay, I like the way you say that word. What's the word again, Moni Swabe? Unassailable lead. Mashallah. All right, so our brother is the winner.
Yes.
Mashallah. My brother, are you there? Well, I will speak to him in a bit or two. Sister from KZN, are you there, sister?
Yes.
Sister, well done. Mashallah, apologies. But like we always say, there's always just one winner. Mashallah, you've done very, very well. Okay, sister?
Okay.
You can try again. Okay, Ben?
Yeah.
Eat a lot of badam, inshallah, the next 2 or 3 days in the corners back. Okay? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Aisha from Pretoria. G. Aisha? Oh, she's gone, Molly Swabe. She has got 1, 2, 3 right. She got 3 right. That's why she put the phone down. Okay, and my brother, corporate brother. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Are you there? Okay, I think he just ran to the bathroom. Okay, mashallah, but he is the winner. And mashallah, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. Anonymous brother from Lens is the winner for tonight. Mashallah, 1,000 rands comes up his way. And like we said, Jadis, there's also that if you want to contest tomorrow night, inshallah, every day, send a message to 072-071-3684 to register your place. And you can email it to ym@radioislam.co.za. And coming up, inshallah, Aziz, tonight, we have a very interesting lineup. Sorry, we have coming up next, we have the repeat of the drama, 221B Baker Street, at 10 to 7, inshallah, we have the repeat of the documentary, Global Village, just after 7 o'clock, or 7 o'clock, we're going to be having the repeat of the previous night's Saudi Tarawih Salah, and at 8:35, we have the repeat of the Random Acts of Kindness, something very, very interesting, something to listen to, and at 9 o'clock, inshallah, we have the Tafsir of the Quran Kareem by Mufti Ismail Mank from Bosman, and at 9:45 we have the repeat of the drama 221B Baker Street. And tonight being the Tuesday night, Moni Swabe, you're going to be in tonight again, and we have the question and the answer session tonight after 10.
Mufti Shafiq Jakura from Darul Ihsan, inshallah, he will be answering Ramadan related and other questions as well.
Jazakallah for that. So, dear listeners, you can send your questions after 10 o'clock. Moni Swabe will give the telephone numbers thereafter. 6:34 p.m. your Tune Radio Islam International from Sayyid Muhammad Kara in Moni Swabe. Request for du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.